If you're ready to get out of your own way to follow the seven-figure science of success, then welcome to Sell Without Selling. Tune in with renowned international speaker Stacey O'Byrne as she shows you how mastering relationships, achieving the proper mindset, and attaining the necessary motivation will catapult you away from failure and onto your journey to greatness. And now, here is your host, Stacey O'Byrne.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sell Without Selling. I'm your host, Stacey O'Byrne, and I believe that learning the art and the science of how to sell without selling is the only way to achieve high six and seven figure success. I am so excited to dig into this episode today with you. And really quick, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, or sales professional, and you haven't hit the level of success that you've wanted or needed, or if you're stuck and needing a pivot in your business and your success, or you just want more, and you understand the importance of having a coach to help identify the blind spots, increase accountability, and help with success strategies to take you, your business, your income, and your success to the next level. If this sounds like something for you, then head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. There's a quick application there that will lead to a phone call with us to see if we're a great fit for each other. Okay, let's do this. Today, I am being joined and speaking with a dear friend of mine and business partner, Duralene Hertz. Duralene is a speaker. She is a coach. She is a dear friend, a lifelong friend, and she is also my training partner, my business partner, and, you know, just an overall dear, dear, dear friend. And, you know, we were talking on the phone when I was on my way into the office to record a podcast, ironically. And she was sharing with me a conversation she was having yesterday and a handout that she gave. And I said, you know, I said, I'd love to dance with you on a podcast today and discuss this handout. So she passed out a handout yesterday at a speaking engagement that she was doing, that she passed out the 10 mindset tips for your best life. Now, you know, sell without selling is all about mindset, because reality is we're never selling, we're solving. And the only way you can ever do that is to make sure that's what's between your ears is clean and pristine. And since Duralene is a partner and Duralene is also a friend, I figured we'd have a lot of fun bouncing off each other on today's podcast. So Duralene, welcome. I'm so excited. This is not the first time. This is not the second or third time you've been on this podcast. And I can promise you it's not the last time. I have a lot of fun when you join us. Yeah. So welcome.
Thank you. It's always great to be here and, you know, dance with you, although your dance repertoire is far larger than mine. I can do the two steps.
Two steps probably something that I can't do. However, if we're going to lean towards that genre, I can shadow dance.
That's great.
So, Daryl, you know, we both have a passion of helping business owners, entrepreneurs, sales professionals, humans, individuals to living their best life ever, you know, achieving the success that they've always dreamed of, desired, and deserved. And, you know, looking at this list of 10 things, I'm really excited to dive into this. So let's dive in. Okay. So tip number one for the 10 mindset tips. Tip one is practice gratitude. Talk with me about that, my friend. What do you mean by that?
So when we lead with gratitude, everything else seems to fall in place, because that whole space between the head, we're usually so wrapped up in that, and we're so focused on ourselves and our story and all the things, right? That when we take ourselves out of that, we're practicing gratitude. We're showing gratitude to someone or something. And that literally takes us out of our problem or as you say, itty bitty shitty committee going rampant on us. And so when we lead with gratitude, it always leads us back to really the whole purpose of our existence, right? Serving others. And I find that to be in moments of lightheartedness and in those dark moments when you really think about what you're thankful for, including even like I would tell you any of my journey that I've experienced that I might once have seen as a dark journey, I'm so grateful for it. Because truth and reality is, I would not be having this conversation with you had I not had that dark journey. And I've come to stand in great gratitude for that, because one thing that I'm very clear on is that is how we grow. We cannot grow without problems or issues or, you know, like to me, that isn't even logical.
I think I really, really loved seeing that was number one on your list for a multitude of reasons. Number one, you know, whenever we ask somebody what it is they want, they are really good at telling us what it is they don't want or telling us what they want ambiguously. Like an example, honey, what do you want for dinner? Well, I don't want Italian. I don't want Mexican. You know, I don't want chicken. I never asked you what you didn't want. I asked you what you wanted. So people are either really good at sharing with us what it is they don't want and or sharing with us what it is they want ambiguously. Now, the problem with that tells us how people are wired. That tells us how they're programmed. So now relate that to life, relate that to business, relate that to sales, relate that to the journey that you're on in towards success. If you're completely wired to focus at what it is you don't want, then anytime something goes wrong, that's what people focus on. And when you focus on what goes wrong, you lose sight of all those things that went right in that journey. One of my favorite practices, one of my favorite exercises is I have a gratitude journal. And I invest anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes in the morning and 5 to 15 minutes in the evening. And I really invest my focus on expressing gratitude for the journey I'm on, the little things and the big things that are going right, the people in my life, the people that I've met, the people that I'm going to meet, the people that I'm, the speaking opportunities that I have or had. I mean, I can go on and on. Even for the dinner that I put in my mouth, you know, just enjoying the flavors and the taste and the conversation, and I can go on and on. We are programmed to focus on what it is we want. We are programmed to go in a direction of our focus. However, what's happened is so many people have been kicked or slapped or hit or knocked down, economy, job, partner, friend, lover, you've been stabbed in the back, whatever. Life happens, right? You have three guarantees in the word life. The L, you're going to live. The E, it's going to end. And it's that damn if in the middle that becomes unpredictable. And that's what people choose to focus on, is all those little things that go south. And because we're programmed for our focus to go where our energy flows, when you start focusing on everything that goes wrong, what do you think you're creating? If you take this opportunity to focus on what you're grateful for, what you appreciate, what's going right, what do you think you're going to create?
As you were talking about that, I was thinking about how, you know, I would say that we all get stuck in our story, right? And in my experience, when we get stuck in our story, you know, that whole self-pity party that nobody ever attends, right? And then you start thinking about, oh, well, this happened to me, piling that on, that happened to me, and piling that on. And till one day, you know, it's just a shit show. I don't know how else to say it. And when we're so far out of gratitude, And so far away from even thinking about somebody else, because we're so stuck in our stuff that that we just lose sight of it all.
Yeah, I think, well, this goes very deep into what it is we focus on in our training. Mm-hmm. You know, I think so many have fallen into, please understand that I deliver this with all the love, falling into being a victim of situations. See, every story has three characters in it, a victim, a villain, and a victor. And you've heard me say time and time again, choice is a powerful thing and suffering is always optional. Do you know you actually choose which character, which role you're going to fill in your life every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month of every quarter of every year? And if you disagree with that, then ask yourself, who runs your life? Who controls your life? If the answer is not you, then you have completely disempowered yourself from your life. You are the main character, the author, the producer, the director, the writer of your story. If you don't like the direction your story's going, write a different story. Now, if you ask me, if you say, I don't know how to do that, how do I do that? The answer is easy. You're already doing it.
Right.
Change what's in your mind. And it starts with being grateful. When I have a client going south, when I hear their attitude, their behavior, their mindset, you know, going down the toilet quick, I'll have them do this 3 times a day. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at lunch, 10 minutes in the evening. You'd be surprised at what happens when you allow yourself to focus on what it is you're grateful for, what it is you appreciate, and what it is that is working. That is one simple tweak in your day-to-day and your time that'll make the biggest focus. And I invite you to take action on that right now. Avoid waiting till tomorrow. Avoid waiting till later. Grab a pen, grab a paper, and start investing the time on focusing what it is you're grateful for. Which then leads us to the second mindset tip, which we've already started dancing with right now. And that's where your focus goes, your energy flows. Talk to me, Miss Sterling.
So I was talking to a lady here in the office. She was telling me that she was writing a book just like last week. And she was had this outline. And, you know, I was just talking to her about Victor. Wasn't really talking about the villain. It was very obvious who was playing the villain in her story. And when I walked in today, she was so excited. And she goes, I just have to tell you, I looked at my outline over the weekend, last weekend. It was just, I was so incongruent with it. And she goes, do you know that I was writing my book from the viewpoint of a victim? She goes, and the first words were like total blame game, right? And that's all her book was focused on, was blaming the other party. And she looked at me, she goes, I'm writing this from the perspective of being the victor. And so she'd already started changing her outline and everything. And I was so proud of her because it's the perfect example of, in a split second, she made that decision. You know, what do we say about choice, right? She made that decision and was able to, I don't know, there was like a light in life that I was watching in her that I had never seen before in her.
That's awesome. You know, I personally have really beat the where your focus goes, your energy flows to death when I was talking about practicing gratitude. And I really want to reinforce the fact that you control your thoughts. You control your mind. And you may not be able to control your environment, and yet you still control how you choose to respond to your environment.
Mm-hmm.
So You can look at the glass half full, or you can look at the glass half empty. You can look at and focus on what isn't working. Or you can step back and embrace the fact that you have found 10 ways to not do something. Now let's go to the other side of the scale and figure out what's opposite of that, so that you can figure out what it is you can do. The other thing that's really important to understand, and I think a lot of people miss this when they really pay attention to the mindset tip, your energy goes where your focus flows. And that is, we as people are incapable of seeing anything outside of the lenses that we currently have. You want to see differently? Wear different lenses. You want to see clearly? Have a better prescription, so to speak. You want to see things differently? Have a different perspective. Have different eyes. Look at it. Sometimes we can't see things differently because when we're part of the problem, we're incapable of being part of the solution. So when we have different eyes on our situation, on our environment, on us, on our skill sets or lack thereof, on our decisions and choices or lack thereof, when we have different eyes, then we can start focusing in on different things, which will then start shifting our perspective and then ultimately our behavior and our energy.
Yep.
I will summarize what Einstein said. The brain that created the problem is incapable of creating the solution. Mm-hmm. Yet so many people attempt to solve the problems they created, and they can't because they can't look through a different perspective, a different lens.
Right, 100%. And sometimes, you know, the tools just aren't even there. I mean, that's what's so important about our work, right?
Yeah.
Is that we give those new tools and everything. And I know firsthand, you know, when I got into this business, I just didn't have the tools to deal with what I needed to deal with. And consequently, my focus was on anything but solving the problem.
Yep. Which then leads us to tip three of the 10 mindset tips.
Failure is only feedback.
Say that again, please.
Failure is only feedback.
Failure is only feedback. Talk to me about that, Daryl.
So what I love about that is, actually, I specifically remember the conversation of me saying to my father that I was going to start my own business. And he said to me, well, I'm just really glad you have a roof over your head. And I was so grateful for the tools I did have at that point, right? And so I said to him, Dad, gosh, it sounds like you think I'm going to fail. And he goes, I'm just really glad you got that over your head, that roof. And so I said to him, gosh, you know, Dad, I think that we get to have a conversation about failure because all it is to me is feedback. Mm. And for me, the only time I can ever possibly fail at something is when I refuse to learn anything attached to it. And I can promise you, I will always learn. And, you know, looking at that and taking from that conversation with him, it was such an affirmation of how far I had gone, because I'd always seen failure as just that. Don't even learn from it. Just kind of like, I don't know, stay stuck in it. It's been so long since I've had that mindset. I can't even really recall. But when we really truly take the feedback that we're giving and see how that fits into who we are and to our goals, and then set a different strategy or a different plan in place, that is success, right? That is not failure by any stretch of the measure.
Yeah. You know, when it comes to failures only feedback, our relationship with how we react or respond, treat ourselves and treat others, when something avoids necessarily going the way that we hoped, wished, expected, or planned. You know, when it comes to how we treat ourselves, most people beat themselves up, beat themselves down. Most people, that itty bitty shitty committee runs rampant. Now remember, your energy goes where your focus flows. So if things didn't work out as expected, if you didn't get the results that you wanted or needed, and then you turn around and the itty bitty shitty committee starts deploying on you and beating you up, what energy is that creating and what focus will that determine then? And then that makes it hard to practice gratitude and appreciation. That makes it hard to then focus on things that are going right and all the journey of steps that got you to where you are today. You know, a lot of gurus will tell you to fail fast. Why fail at all? And I mean, if you're going to fail, allow yourself to embrace it from the perspective of it was feedback. Grow from it, learn from it, move through it, get to the other side of it. Take notes, treat it as if it was a paid class, a workshop. Grab what you can out of it, move through it so that you can move forward. If you go into things with the perspective of failing fast, well, then you're planning to fail. We went through this period, and I believe we still are in it, where so many people wear failure as a badge of honor, as a badge of courage. There's nothing wrong with things not working. There's nothing wrong with things not going the way you needed or wanted, expected, or planned. There is something wrong about avoiding learning from it. So whatever it is you're going through that isn't going the way you need it, want it to, grab a pen, grab your iPad, your smart pad, paper, whatever your writing utensil is, make notes. Learn from it, transform from it, evolve from it, move through it, get to the other side of it.
Yeah, you know, what came to mind when you were saying that was failure being feedback. To me, that is a way to fail forward when you take that feedback. You know, yeah. I really like that whole idea of failing forward, because that is exactly what feedback is.
Yeah, you know, it's okay to fail forward. Just avoid failing fast, because if you plan to fail fast, then you're planning to fail. Now, if you're right in the middle of something not working and you're allowing yourself to learn from that and you're taking that feedback to move through it, you can course correct quickly. And that's what we mean by fail forward. Which then moves us to tip number four, and it's one of my favorite things to say to my clients pretty much on a daily basis. Choice is a powerful thing and suffering's always optional. So talk to me, Daryl.
So yesterday at my speaking engagement, somebody walked up and said to me, what is, out of the 10 of them, what is it that you think that you need to focus on the most? And I said, every one of my clients, choice is a powerful thing and suffering is always optional. And so we talked about that for a little bit. And, you know, when I heard that, first of all, just hearing that choice is a powerful thing, which implies that you have a choice, right? How many times do we think that we don't have a choice? Yeah. And again, that whole cycle of getting stuck, right? And we look at it and we say, you know, I always say, when people say, what are your superpower? What is your superpower? I always say my superpower is choice. Because when I always allow myself to have that choice point, then that is where my success lies. And that is where the success of all of our students lie, all of our entrepreneurs that we work with. It's all right there when they make that choice. And then again, you know, just as you work yourself up the ladder of what we've been talking about, everything else kind of falls into place from that, right? And it all is, and how empowering to know that I have a choice. You know, I do know that life of not feeling like I had a choice. And that's why it probably is my superpower, because I know on a daily, well, moment to moment basis, I have the opportunity to change based on my ability to make a choice.
If you go through circumstances and events, life, business, thinking, feeling, believing that you don't have a choice, then there came a time in your life when you made a decision that you didn't control your life and that you were going to navigate surviving disempowered. And I'm going to share with you that every decision you make or don't make is a choice. Every action you take or don't take is a choice. And that's where the empowerment and disempowerment exist. So anytime things aren't going the way you wanted or needed, step back and really take a look and search for the lessons, the learnings, the feedback. What did you do right? What did you do that wasn't right? What worked? What didn't work? This learnings aren't about other people. Learnings are only about you. Then look at the choices or lack thereof. Look at the actions or lack thereof. Look at the decisions or lack thereof. And that's where your empowerment and disempowerment exist. And then you can't unsee it. And then when you know what you've done or haven't done, the choices you have made or haven't made, the empowerment or disempowerment that exists, you can't unsee that. And when you can't unsee that, there is a lot of personal power, a lot of personal empowerment in that. So always remember, choice is a powerful thing and suffering is always optional. Your life, your success, your lack of sales, or your sales success is all a choice. And that choice is yours based on actions or inactions, decisions or non-decisions. Omit being stuck. Avoid being stuck. How do you do that? Take a step forward. How do you do that? Check your energy. Check your focus. How do you do that? Check your gratitude. This is really this entire podcast today. This list is a stepping stone to get you out of your way so that you can be on your way to finally have your way. And it all starts with you embracing that you make choices to be empowered or disempowered. Which then leads us to tip number 5. Resilience is key. You know, it's funny because I love the word resilience and I really want you to go first. So share it with me. Resilience is key.
Well, I started chuckling because every time I hear resilience, I always think about you get knocked down, you get up again, you know. That to me, that's just always what's running through my head, right? That when you are resilient, you know, it's taking the learnings, it's understanding you make a choice, it's all of those things. Bottom line is that you understand that you have, and you alone are the one that has the capacity and the ability to make the choice to get back up, yeah, learn from it, grow from it, and move forward. And I love that. I think that that I am an extremely resilient person. And in those moments when I want to just like, you know, not get out of bed or whatever, I always remind myself, you know, you are so resilient And today you get to do it again.
Yeah. So resilience for me is a multifaceted word. You know, a long time ago, and I'm going to show you my age now. A long time ago, I held this internal representation of myself that I was a weeble. I wobbled, but I never fell down. Now, what that is they were these little wooden figures that had this like round bottom on it, and people would poke it, and then it would move back and forth, but it would never fall, and then it would eventually just correct itself vertically. Well, what happened with that is however we see ourselves is how other people see us, how other people treat us. I realized I needed to stop being something that people would intentionally poke to knock down to see if we would. So I started shifting my perspective of myself. And for me, I'm this sponge. I like to take everything in that serves me, and anything that doesn't, I like to just squeeze it out and have it expel itself. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, what makes me so resilient is I embrace one of my favorite words. And I know it's Darlene's favorite word too, and that's curiosity.
Yep. Definitely my favorite word for sure. I spent so much of my life avoiding curiosity because of whatever reason. And I just think when you approach every moment of every day with curiosity, you just have opened yourself up to whatever is, and whatever you want to make it, you can make it. And we're back to that choice thing again.
Yeah.
Another thing about resilience is maintaining that positive attitude. And one of the things that we've talked about before, because I always hear people say, write your affirmations. And it's like, okay, I'm beautiful. I'm wonderful. I'm terrific. And like even the tonality of saying things that don't even like really resonate inside. And so when I talk about maintaining a positive attitude, I'm talking about going back to that moment of choice again. I mean, it really does all lead back to the choices that we make about ourselves and how we want to, you know, how do you maintain a positive attitude? Well, again, you look at the lessons, where your focus is. I mean, all the things that we're talking about, that's how you maintain a positive attitude, not writing on your bathroom mirror, you know, all the words, right?
So then back on you looking at that positive mental attitude, right? PMA, affirmations. The problem with affirmations is that when you start cheering yourself in front of a mirror, like little Jessica does on that viral YouTube video.
Cute as it is, it's adorable.
It is. It's very adorable. And it's because she is so resilient because she hasn't been knocked down by life. She is the empowered, grateful 4 or 5 year old child, right? However, for people who are facing financial struggles, the adulting of life, when you sit there and start delivering these affirmations, if there is 1% of incongruence in your unconscious mind with anything that's being said, it's 100% incongruent.
Yep.
You can't be 99% congruent with it. That's kind of like being 99% pregnant. You're either congruent or you're not. So if you sit there and go, I'm wealthy, your unconscious mind's like, bullshit.
Yes.
And now you're incongruent with it. And because of that, then you start triggering the itty bitty shitty committee that's going to start calling you a liar, disempowering you. Now you're no longer resilient. You're not that sponge. You become a lead pipe and you drop.
Yep.
That's heavy energy to carry.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we said we're going to go over 10 tips, and we are, but this is a two-episode journey. So we went over the five tips today. Those five tips: tip one, practice gratitude. Tip two, where your focus goes, your energy flows. Tip three, failure is only feedback. Tip four, choice is a powerful thing and suffering is always optional. And tip five, resilience is key. Tune in next week for 6 through 10. I can promise you, you're going to want to grab a pen and paper and dig deep. So we'll see you next week. Your success is important to me, and it's also important to me to make sure that these episodes are valuable to you and for you. I would love for you to do three things right now. First, I'd love for you to head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. That's head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. Second, I'd love for you to hop over to Instagram and follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. Let's hop over to Instagram, follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. And second, I'd love to chat with you and get feedback on the episodes and find out any topics that you're interested in to help make these episodes more powerful and helpful to you achieving the success that you've always dreamed of, desired, and know you deserve. Head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. Let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. Always remember this. Choice is a powerful thing, and suffering is always optional. Get out of your way so you can get on your way, so you can finally have your way. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whether it's mastering your mindset, communication, or success, we have more ways to keep you on your journey to greatness. Be sure to visit us at pivotpointadvantage.com for exclusive online training programs, success-specific courses, and more ways to connect to Stacy directly to help you achieve the financial success you've always desired, dreamed, and deserved. That's all available on pivotpointadvantage.com.